One Family Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through licensed individuals of One Family Financial. Insurance licensed in Tennessee.
You're listening to Family Financial Radio, powered by One Family Financial. For more than 40 years, Ron and Christy Adams have helped people just like you build their futures and reach their retirement goals. Now it's time to start on the path toward a financial future you desire. This is Family Financial Radio.
And thanks for listening to Family Financial Radio this weekend. It's all powered by One Family Financial. Now, if you hear something on today's show you need some clarity on, or you're ready to take that first step towards financial independence, give the team a call. 423-445-0377 or always online at onefamilyfinancial.com. My name is Mark Owens, and coming up on today's show, you still have time to make those end-of-year adjustments to your tax strategy and real versus fake. Well, I guess it all depends on the smell. We'll get to that plus a lot more, but first, Ron, Christy, how are we doing this holiday weekend? The house decorated, the trees up, the lights on. How's it looking?
Shopping is done and has been done for a bit. The house looks as good as it's going to get, and I feel wonderful.
Good.
Did I get those in the right order?
I think so. I think that works perfect. Now, let me ask you a quick question. Ron, Christy, this time of the year with the holidays, do you still buy each other big presents? Now, I know we mentioned last week, Christy, if you see something you want, you just buy it. But for Christmas, do you buy each other something, or do you say, hey, look, the power bill was a little high this week, that's our Christmas present? Well, how does that work in the Adams household?
I don't get too crazy about the gift thing, and used to like to do that a lot more years ago. It just seemed like more fun doing, but we just do the best we can.
Chad, Steve, hanging out with us this weekend as well. Chad, how's your weekend going? Everything going well?
Yeah, man. Getting ready for those extra Christmas treats.
And Steve, listen, buddy, I don't want to talk about it much, but our Bulldogs, we thought they were going to get it done last weekend. It did not happen.
Well, one team was playing not to get eliminated.
That's right.
And the other team was playing for the first or second spot. So hopefully we'll take care of Michigan. Right. And we'll get another shout out.
Have you noticed this, Christy? Last week, Steve was so fired up. So like, listen, Bulldogs are going to do it. And now it's like a new side of Steve I've never heard before. A little beaten, a little down.
He seems kind of philosophical about it. But my question is to Chad, what he's doing to get ready for the Christmas treats. Does that just mean
eating,
buying bigger stretchy pants?
Exercising my jaw muscles. And
there you go.
That's really just kind of working out, getting ready for it.
Extra flossing just to make sure.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah, make sure I
sore spots.
Drawstrings ready to go. All my best sweatpants are clean, ready for Christmas. All right, if you want to reach out to the team, 423-445-0377. Always online at onefamilyfinancial.com. And I want to talk about some experiences that we have in our lifetime, because millennials, they have seen a lot. But there was an article in the New York Times that points out a new experience that the younger generation is dealing with, and that is rapid inflation. And it's something we talk about every week here on Family Financial Radio. And now millennials, they're paying much more for things like gasoline, rent, used cars, just going out to eat. Well, the baby boomer generations, they know this feeling, as a lot of boomers remember the great inflation of the 70s. So Ron, I want to start with you on this one. Does that give the boomers, does that give them an advantage when it comes to controlling cost? Or, you know, sometimes the memory's a little short about how tough times were back in the day.
Well, I've noticed most of the time people's memories get pretty short about things that have happened to them, and learning from what's happened in the past. Some people do, some people don't. Some people relive the same thing. Some don't go on and overcome. The whole idea is this inflation thing. I don't know how in the world you could take it too lightly with the way things are going. And there's nothing going on to really stop it. There's just things going on to make it worse. I don't think that, everything, so many things work by your attitude about things. And if you feel like things are going to be bad, that's why I always hated to play a football team when they just been beat, because if they're any good at all, they're going to really rise up from that. And sometimes when they've beaten everybody, then they have a tendency to take things too easy again. So life's kind of the same way, you know, in a regular life, things happen and things happen to us. And it all depends on our attitude about how we take it.
423-445-0377. And, you know, Chad, the same question you, when you have a client come in, maybe from the boomer generation, do they remember the tough times back in the day and now that we're kind of experiencing this high inflation again, or are they a little more prepared for it now?
I'd say some of them are, but it's really going to boil down to experience and whether or not you've actually personally felt those impacts of something once. I find that for me anyways, and for a lot of our clients, it seems like until something actually jumps up and bites you, it's really hard to appreciate the true impact of how it's going to affect you. I mean, people talk about being, you know, not worried about risking their money in the stock market. Well, those people may not have ever lost any money in the stock market. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, people don't think inflation is really bad, but maybe they weren't around in the 70s or working or paying bills in the 70s. You know, maybe they were still at home living with their parents. I don't know. I mean, you know, some of our younger clients probably don't really have that firsthand knowledge or experience to truly appreciate just how, you know, unique this situation is right now and just how elevated our current inflation situation really is.
Yeah, 423-445-0377 to reach out to the team at One Family Financial, because things are changing, man. It's a different world we're living in every day. And with the holidays here, you want to make sure that you have the right plan put together. And that's why they're offering to our radio listeners that complimentary financial inventory. You want to sit down and do a deep dive into your portfolio and see if any adjustments need to be made. But it's only available for our radio audience this weekend. 423-445-0377. Always online at onefamilyfinancial.com. And something else that can always be shocking is going to the doctor. And I want you to hear this story. This is Taylor Davis out of Atlanta. She showed up at an emergency room with a very minor head injury, but she sat there in the waiting room for 7 hours. She got fed up and she took off. A few weeks later, she received a bill for almost $700.
What do you mean I have a bill for that day? I didn't do anything. I was really just shocked. So I didn't get my vitals taken. Nobody called my name. I wasn't seen at all. I just came, sat in a chair for 7 hours and left. It's hospital protocol. Even if you're just walking in and you're seen, I mean, you're not seen. When you type in your social, that's it. Seeing that they're able to bill you for random things, honestly, it doesn't make me want to go when I get injured. And that's not good.
Crazy story. It also reminds me, Steve, it makes me think about the fees that we deal with in our 401k plans, that as you're looking at that plan and we're talking about doing the financial inventory, sometimes you look at those fees and they come back to surprise us a little bit. So what do you do when you're going over somebody's portfolio? What do you do when you try to detect those fees and how do you help out a client?
When it comes to 401k plans, clients don't have the luxury that this young lady had. At least she saw the bill.
Yeah.
In the 401k plan, there are hidden fees, and you can be a private detector, and you will never figure them out if you don't know what to look and where to look. And the more aggressive the account is, Mark, the higher the fees. It's one of these things to where, unlike that young lady, you have to seek it out. You'll never get a bill and you'll never know because they're hidden.
Yeah.
But they are costly. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the number of millionaires since 2000. And then in 2020, it's gone from like 3% to almost 10%. Most of that money's come through 401k plans. And it is billions of dollars a year paid out in hidden fees.
Mm. Is that something that y'all do, Steve? And we've talked about it with the financial inventory. Is something you do is look at that situation to see if you can find those hidden fees?
The answer is yes. We don't do it in-house. We outsource it to a company called Morningstar.
Mm-hmm.
The client has to be gracious enough to give us a copy of the statement. And we, Morningstar, will uncover those numbers for us. So that Morningstar report is something that we provide to our clients and prospects. At no charge.
Yeah, that's a service that we pay for. It's a subscription-based service that Morningstar offers, and we have the ability to do that here. Regardless of who you have your money with, if you want a second opinion or you want, you know, an analysis on your portfolio, let us take a look at it. And, you know, Morningstar, obviously independent.
Independent, right.
Reputable company, been doing this a long time, and they do a really great job of getting down in the weeds and highlighting things about your portfolio that you may have never even thought of, like how well your stocks and individual positions may or may not be correlated within certain sectors of the market, and how much volatility or risk that your particular portfolio has. And then, of course, like Steve was just mentioning,
fees.
It'll give you an idea of the fees within those individual funds. Yeah. Now, those are on top of whatever fees your 401k plan manager is charging you. That's those hidden fees that Steve was talking about, the ones that are inside the individual funds.
And that Morningstar portfolio analysis is included with the complimentary financial inventory from the team at One Family Financial this weekend. We have it available for our radio listeners. 423-445-0377. And again, we know this is a very busy time of the year with the holidays here and getting ready for the new year. It doesn't mean you need to come in and sit down with the team next week or a week from Tuesday. Do it when it's convenient on your schedule. But the most important part is to get on the schedule, to make that appointment with the team from One Family Financial. It's a complimentary financial inventory for our radio audience, and it is available this weekend. 423-445-0377. If you're in the car right now, you can't call. Completely understand. Just put a Google on One Family Financial. All the information will pop up. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more. This is Family Financial Radio, and it's all powered by One Family Financial.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
A toast to my new raise.
Congratulations! So what are you making now?
It's impolite to talk about money, Veronica. That's none of your business.
When it comes to money, a lot of folks would rather have you read their diary than their bank statement. It's none of their business, but it's got to be somebody's business. Ron Adams and the team at One Family Financial have been making it their business for years. Ron knows that running your numbers can take you from not knowing to understanding, from nervousness to confidence as you enter retirement. The important thing is this: get a complimentary financial checkup today with Ron Adams at One Family Financial. Call 423-445-0377.
Hang on. You post every little detail about your love life on social media, but you won't tell your best friend how much you earn? Well, that's normal.
You can handle your friends getting up in your business, but when it's time to get down to the business of planning your retirement, call 423-445-0377 or online at onefamilyfinancial.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services offered through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. One Family Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through George Steve Kurtz, Tennessee Insurance License Number 666-359. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.
Welcome back to Family Financial Radio. It's all powered by One Family Financial.
Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
That number is 423-445-0377. Always online at onefamilyfinancial.com. Brenda Lee, 76 years old this weekend. You know, she was 13 when she made this song.
Wow.
And by the way, because of inflation, something we've already talked about this weekend here on Family Financial Radio. So if you want a real tree, trees are up like anywhere from 10 to 30% this holiday season. So if you want a real tree, expect to pay at least $75. A fake tree, going to be closer to about $150. Wow. So Ron and the Adams household here, what are we doing this season? Are we doing real or fake?
Well, we have a fake tree. You've had it for a long time. It's, you know, it still works. We just get it out, crank it up a little bit, you know, like they did the old Model A's, and maybe put a little coloring on it, and it seems to work pretty good.
Grease the engine.
Spray paint.
Yeah, spray paint.
And we used to be gone every Christmas down to visiting Christie's folks in Florida, and everybody would come in, and we'd have Christmas there. So there wasn't much point in having one in our house since we weren't there. And
but then they moved up here, and I had to buy a tree again because I'd given my old one away.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I read an article the other day that it's better to buy real ones because you are not putting a polyester one in the landfill, you know, every 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And also you're supporting local businesses.
That's a good point.
So, but then, you know, they're not the ones that come and sweep up the pine needle top of your floor.
They don't have to worry about putting water in it every day.
A son in Florida that works for a fellow, and they sell Christmas trees every year. That's a huge business.
Yeah.
It's a big business.
A lot of work.
And a lot of work. A lot of work.
Right. Yeah, in our household, God bless my wife, she is allergic to everything.
Oh, no.
I'm allergic to air, pretty much. So we have to have the fake tree. Yeah, but when she's not looking, I'll just spray the fake tree smell all over it. I love the tree smell. I absolutely love
Everyone
it.
Everyone does love the smell of evergreens. How could you not?
And then
I'm sorry she's allergic, and you should not spray that stuff. She's probably allergic to it.
You would think I would learn my lesson. And then she'll walk into the house after work and be like, oh, God, Mark, what are you doing? Are you trying to hurt me? What's that? But it smells festive. I know you'll be puffy-eyed and runny nose for the rest of the day, but it smells great.
Go take a walk in the woods.
Exactly. Go take a walk. 423-445-0377. That's how you reach out to the team at One Family Financial. And Steve, I got a question for you. I want to talk a little annuities here because, you know, it's perhaps one of the most debated foods of the holidays, and that is the fruitcake, you know, the one made with candied or dried fruit, nuts, spices, sometimes a little brandy in there. It was a favorite punchline for Johnny Carson for a long time.
Did you ever get a fruitcake for Christmas?
Always. I got one this Christmas.
Do you eat it?
No.
See, that's the damnedest thing.
Yeah.
Nobody eats them.
You keep it for a long time.
You put it up in the closet somewhere, and then you wait till next Christmas, and you to somebody else.
And they weigh a ton. They're very heavy.
All right, real quick. Some people hate them. Maybe they're the ones that's never actually tried it. What do you say across the room? Ron, Christy, fruitcakes, yay or nay?
No.
No. Christy?
I've had really bad ones, and I've had some not too bad ones.
Oh, yeah?
Generally, it's not at the top of my list.
You know, I think for a long time, me and a buddy of mine, we just rewrapped the same fruitcake and gave it back to each other for about 15 years. Now, you could use it to help build a house. I want to talk a little bit about the end-of-the-year planning that we need to put together. So, you know, while this time of the year really turns to celebrating the holidays, this month is also the last chance for that year-end specific tax planning. So there's a short checklist of things that need to be reviewed. And Chad, I know you have that list in front of you, but I'd like for you to go down that list and detail some of the things that we need to look at as we continue with our end of year tax planning.
Well, yeah, Mark, you know, the first thing that you really need to do is sit down and figure out your deduction situation. You know, the standard deduction is a lot higher now than it was, you know, say 5 years ago. And for a lot of individuals out there, you know, especially married couples, if you're a married couple filing jointly, it's like $25,000 now. I mean, that's a substantial amount of deductions for the average individual.
Right, it is.
You know, unless you're maybe a small business owner or you've got a unique situation with some real estate or rental properties or whatever have you, I'd say for the average person, definitely you're just going to end up taking the standard deduction. But it's worth looking at every year just in case because you want to maximize those savings.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once you've gone through and you've looked at all of your deductions and figured out which of those situations you're going to fall under, well, then you got to look at your tax bracket, right? So, you know, and that's obviously just based off of your income. But it's based off of your income minus those deductions. So, you know, those two things, that first figuring out those deductions from the first step are going to also kind of trickle down into affecting what tax bracket you end up falling under. And, you know, then after you've gotten all that figured out, think about some optional expenses, right? You know, maybe you've got a CPA you're working with and they're telling you, hey, you know, you're right there on the edge of this tax bracket. Maybe some last-minute charitable contributions, or if you're a small business owner, maybe a last-minute equipment purchase or, you know, inventory or something along those lines can help actually reduce your tax liability even further, because it might drop you down into a lower tax bracket. Definitely something that you want to consult with a CPA with, especially if you are doing a lot of real estate investment or small business or things like that where you have a lot of deductions, or you want to make sure you're maximizing your deductions. Definitely consult with a tax professional on that.
Right.
This is not a tax deduction, but it's important that on these RMDs, which is required minimum distribution mark, that, and they would be for anyone born in 1949 or before, it's important that you take those out by 12/31. And the other thing that makes me want to bring this up again is there are some companies that have a deadline before 12/31. Like we have one particular company. If you don't have your request in by the 15th, you're done.
Yeah.
And here's the worst part about it. There's not a penalty in the IRS tax code that's higher than the penalty that you pay if you don't get the RMD made by 12/31. And that penalty is 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real, real. This is not a tax tip, but this is, if you have an IRA and you're 72, please try to get to it before the 15th, because some companies impose an earlier date than the 31st.
And there's some calculators online that you can go and check out. You know, if you type in RMD calculator, whatever, you can get a pretty good idea. You just need to provide your year end, so as of 31 December last year, value on that IRA account. And that will let you know, once you plug it in there, what your estimated RMD will be. And like Steve said, you know, the IRS takes that whole required part pretty serious. I mean,
really,
if you've got, let's say you're 75 years old and you've got $170,000 account, I mean, that might be $6,000 or $7,000 required minimum distribution.
And if you don't take it, that's a $3,500 penalty.
Yeah, extra $3,000 or $4,000 right there. Bam.
Bam. So
the IRS is gonna dip into that pocketbook.
Yeah.
Just a couple of things to keep in mind as we get ready to roll the calendar into 2022. And if you hear something that kind of piques your interest a little bit, or saying, well, maybe I need to make an adjustment here or an adjustment to an RMD, but I need some more clarity on it, well, give the team a call, 423-445-0377. That consultation this weekend for our radio audience is compliments of the team at One Family Financial. Again, 423-445-0377. That's how you reach out to Ron and Steve, the entire family at One Family Financial. You can always get more information online at onefamilyfinancial.com. Quick break, and we're back with more. This is Family Financial Radio, and it's all powered by One Family Financial.
You've probably heard it a million times, but the kind of retirement you have depends solely upon you. An ideal retirement doesn't just happen. You need to have a plan in place. And yes, you probably need some professional help designing that plan. Ron Adams and the team at One Family Financial wants to help you with that plan. You work hard, you pay your own way, and you've made sacrifices so you can build your nest egg. But now that you're finally approaching retirement, it's time to start thinking about how you're going to use that nest egg to fund your future. That's why you need to call Ron Adams and the team at One Family Financial. Ron can help you create a retirement income plan that can last as long as you do. Call Ron and tell them you're ready to get started today. 423-445-0377. That's 423-445-0377. Or always online at onefamilyfinancial.com.
A toast to my new raise.
Congratulations. So what are you making now?
It's impolite to talk about money, Veronica. That's none of your business.
When it comes to money, a lot of folks would rather have you read their diary than their bank statement. It's none of their business, but it's got to be somebody's business. Ron Adams and the team at One Family Financial have been making it their business for years. Ron knows that running your numbers can take you from not knowing to understanding, from nervousness to confidence as you enter retirement. The important thing is this. this. Get a complimentary financial checkup today with Ron Adams at One Family Financial. Call 423-445-0377.
Hang on. You post every little detail about your love life on social media, but you won't tell your best friend how much you earn? Well, that's normal.
You can handle your friends getting up in your business, but when it's time to get down to the business of planning your retirement, call 423-445-0377 or online at onefamilyfinancial.com.
Ron Adams, come on down.
Here
welcome
we
back.
Are.
Welcome back to Family Financial Radio, all powered by One Family Financial. That number is 423-445-0377, always online at onefamilyfinancial.com. Playing a little prices right here because the great Bob Barker turns 98 years old this week. Now, Price is Right, longest running game show in history. And am I the only one that I hear this music and I don't think about a great game show? I don't think about Plinko or the Big Wheel. I think about playing hooky from school and staying home and watching The Price is Right. Am I alone there?
Well, I can definitely remember laying on the couch as a kid watching the show, but I don't remember if I was playing hooky or if it was just during the summertime.
All the time. I would say that was like a treat. Jell-O and Price is Right when Mom thought I was sick. I wasn't sick. I just wanted to see the little yodeler guy that went up the side of the mountain. But, you know, there was also a great story about Bob Barker that said he used to dye his hair black when he was, you know, hosting The Price is Right. And they told him, you know what, just go gray naturally. Let's just let it go gray. Let's stop trying to pretend like you have a full head of black hair. So he went gray. As soon as he went natural, Ron, the ratings went up. So I'm just saying to all the gentlemen out there that have a little salt with that pepper, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think I'm in the right boat for that because I have all salt on mine. But that's funny that you mentioned that, though. I remember back years ago I was in Orlando, and there was this guy that was, at the time, he was 68, which I thought was, you know, unimaginably old. Seems to have gotten a lot younger to me, but he did seminars, and he was a real upbeat guy. Did real well, and I, at the time, I suppose I was about 45, and I thought, man, that guy, I couldn't believe he was still doing good at that. Of course, I found out one thing. I have found out a lot of people, special people that are a little bit older and have some money,
right?
Sometimes they're pretty good about listening to you if it seems like you have any, you know, basic intelligence and get able to communicate with them. And it has a lot to do with a lot of people. Just, I used to meet a lot of brokers that just look down on people and run them down in their mind. And that's just not a good way to treat people, no matter what.
Yep.
It's just not a good way to treat people. You don't get good karma back at all from stuff like that.
Totally agree. Hey, Ron, I know that you talk to the community a lot, and I know you kind of have your, what is it, the ear to the grindstone on what's affecting your neighbors, your friends, and your family. And you made the comment that within talking to some people that we deal with inflation every single day, but there's almost some people out there that don't realize how big of a deal it really is.
Well, they really don't realize how big a deal it is. You can say, well, I've never suffered that, so I shouldn't understand anything about it. But as a young boy, I did understand that walking out in front of cars was not a good idea, even though I couldn't drive one yet. So I think you can learn things about things that are going on, because people are, you know, if they say, well, gee, if I make 7% a year and 10 years, I'll double my money. And that's wonderful to think that way. But then you got to think, what about if inflation is going to be 6 or 7 or 8% a year? Well, you know, your money's going to double, but the other way.
Right.
You double down. So you have to take these things into consideration and try to set up something that will help you overcome the inflation. Maybe you won't even make any money to the plus, but you won't go down so far. And that's pretty important thing, is not to lose your money. It's hard to make any money on your money when the money's gone.
Right. So,
well, you got to pay attention to these things, because inflation is just any economist worth his salt will tell you that's one of the most dangerous things there is, and it affects everybody.
That number is 423-445-0377. And it's worth mentioning, you know, if you have any questions this weekend, you just want to sit down with that financial inventory and go over your portfolio and see, you know, what can we do to get you some guaranteed income for life? Well, let the team from One Family Financial offer that to you, because it's available for our radio listeners this weekend. It is a complimentary conversation with Ron Christie, Chad, Steve, the entire team at One Family Financial. All it's going to cost you is the time it takes to make the phone call to 423-445-0377. Again, 423-445-0377. Always online at onefamilyfinancial.com. And I want to talk a little bit about estate planning here, because I saw a great story a few weeks ago about a German shepherd named Gunther. Now, Gunther was considered the richest dog in the world. He lived in a Miami mansion, and he was ready to downsize to, I guess, a two-bedroom doghouse. And he listed that mansion. It was a 9-bedroom, 8.5-bath, waterfront home for sale for $32 million. Did I mention it was a dog?
Yeah.
How do you take pictures if you don't have thumbs? So it turns out this whole story was just a big...
Well, if you got that much money, you can hire someone to take the pictures for you.
You know, dogs don't understand inflation, do they? They really don't. So no. It turned out the whole thing was just a big publicity stunt. They were just trying to mislead reporters and get a little more publicity for the real estate company. But in any case, you know, Ron, this is a great example of extremely bad estate planning. Like, are there situations where people are just not prepared for when the time comes to deal with their estate or deal with a loved one's estate because they kind of left it a mess?
Well, you know, I don't know whether you've ever heard this, and I read it in Economy Magazine one time. It said, you got to be prepared. People come to see you, half of them, 50%, are not going to even have a will, let alone a living trust. So I started asking everybody, and I was flabbergasted that it was more like about 75% of the people didn't have a will or a living trust. And that is, you know, kind of the bedrock of planning right there. You got to start somewhere. So, you know, if you die intestate, I talked to a guy one time. He was working in a kind of a little restaurant, and him and his mom were, and she had died a few years before that, and had a big restaurant, a lot of money, and didn't have a will, though. The only thing she didn't have was the will. He said, I lost about 2/3 of everything I was supposed to get, you know, to the taxes of it, the state, and everything like that. And he said, and she just never had time to plan. And he said, I was guilty of it, too. We just didn't have time to plan to do a will. We, you know, we couldn't afford an hour in our life to plan and do that. And it's something should be on everybody's mind, even if you don't have a whole lot. You still need to plan for that, and probably plan for a living trust, because that helped get you out of a lot of probate money that's going to go over to some, you know, I mean, not your wife or your spouse, but the next person in line, say one of your children. They could end up paying an awful lot of money in probate. And a lot of people say, well, I talked to the courts, only $500. But it says, but you didn't talk to the attorney handling it. That's where the money goes, and they can charge you up to 8%, at least in Tennessee. So, you know, if you have a $500 million estate that's going to be put through the mill, and the lawyer's going to get 8% of that, well, that's $40,000 that I bet your son, people say, well, you know, he's going to inherit anyway. Let him pay for it. Mm-hmm. Well, Harley, it's not really right to do that, because the lawyer's going to get the money. Now, lawyer's going to earn their money, because most people won't take care of these things, and they just let it go. So you've got to plan. You got to look into those wills, and you got to look into the living trust, because most of the time, especially if you own property, you need a living trust.
Real quick, there's a difference between an estate plan and a legacy plan, Ron. Can you give me a quick definition of which is which?
Well, Steve, I just jumped up in his chair, woke up, and he's really good at talking about that. Oh. I'm going to defer to Steve and let him talk about it.
It was like we had a little buzzer, and somebody said legacy plan, and Steve's like,
I did hear a little buzzer.
All right, Steve, well, talk to me, buddy. Tell me the difference of why we get confused about an estate and a legacy plan.
Well, again, the legacy plans are for people who have generational wealth, but everybody's going to have an estate. But like, as Ron was saying, there's always a need for a will, and I don't care, Mark, if you're from the Lookout Mountain Garden Club or the Sequatchie County Yahoo Club. I've seen folks get so ugly when it comes to that money once it leaves the mother and father. I mean, it'll just tear your stomach up seeing how bitter brothers and sisters. It can get ugly.
Right.
So, yeah, so estate planning, it will prevent a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important.
Sure, sure. And that's why you about fell out of your chair when we talked about estate and legacy planning as well.
Right, that's right.
Well, if it's something that you have a question on about how to save the drama and your family with dealing with your estate when you pass on, we'll give the team a call, 423-445-0377, because that's also part of that financial inventory that the team from One Family Financial is offering this weekend to our radio listeners. It's a complimentary consultation from Ron and Christy and the entire team. All it's going to cost you this weekend is the time it takes to make the phone call, 423-445-0377. Quick break. We're back with more. This is Family Financial Radio. It's all powered by One Family Financial.
And now, a moment of clarity with Ron Adams.
What is the biggest fear for most pre-retirees?
Well, I tell you, we always talk to people, try to get them to tell us what they're thinking and, you know, what they really want to do and the real problem is. And the biggest concern is, of course, running out of money. That's mm-hmm. number one thing they're afraid of. And they just don't want to do that. And another one, of course, is along with that is, they just don't want to talk to the kids and everybody about what their financial situation is. It's kind of the old school, they don't do that. So you got two of the most important things in the world that needs to be discussed there and taken care of. But that running out of money is a big fear, and it's a righteous fear, because I can see people running out of money, especially if inflation keeps going up, where you will run out of buying power of money, that's for certain.
For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit onefamilyfinancial.com.
Welcome back to Family Financial Radio. It's all powered by One Family Financial. Still got time to take advantage of the complimentary financial inventory from the team at One Family Financial. We're offering it to our radio listeners this weekend, 423-445-0377. Now, if you're in the car this weekend and you can't get to the phone right now, well, give a call when you get a chance, 423-445-0377, always online at onefamilyfinancial.com. And, you know, low-tax states are more popular now than ever. The website GoBankingRates.com reviewed income, sales, property, and Social Security tax rates and came up with a list of the top 25 tax-friendly states to retire. Now, number one was Alaska. I don't know why that's not very shocking, but Alaska number one, followed by Wyoming, Delaware, Nevada, and Florida. However, on that same list, great state of Tennessee coming in at number seven. So, Chad, I'm going to start with you on this one. Why is Tennessee a popular state for retirees to move to?
Well, no state tax jumps out at me right off the get-go. So, you know, taxes are a huge consideration as far as, you know, how your retirement income is going to be able to work for you. So when I retired from the military, that's one of the things that they actually provided us with during our transition assistance program that we all have to go through was a list of states and whether or not they, one, taxed your military benefits, and two, whether or not they taxed Social Security, and then three, whether or not they had state tax at all. That was pretty interesting going through the list of states and seeing who was the most retirement friendly from a tax standpoint.
And Ron, same question to you. Like, you deal with new clients that are coming in from maybe high tax states from New York or California or Illinois or something like that. Do they find that the quality of life is better once they get down to Tennessee?
Well, a lot of people do. You don't have all the snow. Usually it snows maybe one day a winter for winter, and it's gone the next day or two. So you do get the changing of the seasons, which I love. Love to see the trees, to see them change and everything. And I think that's very beautiful. So we moved up from Florida, which was kind of perpetual gray where we were, and or brown, and then grew up in Phoenix, perpetual brown. So I really wanted to live in a state where there's changes of seasons, trees are beautiful, the background's beautiful. So every morning when I go out to walk, I think about that and think how pretty it is. And I tell my dog that, and he always agrees. So we enjoy it. We enjoy that very much. And no tax, the no income tax is a big deal.
The effective property tax is like 0.73%. Income tax rate at 65 and older, 0%. So I think that Social Security benefits not being taxed really qualify a lot of people for being excited about moving down to Tennessee. So if you are new to the community or new to Chattanooga, well, welcome, first of all. And if you're looking to start putting that plan together about, okay, what's my next step? Well, we challenge you to give the call from One Family Financial. Give them a call this weekend and take advantage of the complimentary financial inventory. It's just a conversation, going to sit down with the team and make sure you're making the right moves and make adjustments as needed. Important this time of the year, and we know that it's a busy time of the year, so if you can't come in the next couple of weeks, that's fine. Just get on the calendar, get the appointment booked with the team from One Family Financial. That number is 423-445-0377. One more time, 423-445-0377, or always online at onefamilyfinancial.com. Well, that does it for this weekend show. Thank you so much for listening. But before we get out of here, the entire team, we're going to give you the final word.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Family Financial Radio. Until next time, this is Christy Adams.
And Ron Adams.
Chad Sontag.
And Steve Kurtz.
Urging you to
stay safe.
One Family Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through licensed individuals of One Family Financial. Insurance licensed in Tennessee.